gift that we're going to give the ladies and all the moms and grandmothers in a few minutes. I am excited about what I understand to be the gift. But before we do that, let me just take a few moments to pay tribute out of Scripture to our ladies and our moms. Turn with me to Malachi chapter 3 and 2 Timothy chapter 1. Malachi chapter 3 and 2 Timothy chapter 1. Malachi chapter 3 and 2 Timothy chapter 1. We'll begin by reading out of the Old Testament, and I'm cognizant of the fact that so many of you want to appropriately, of course, honor your moms and wives, and we'll let you get to your restaurants. And by the way, was there a video from Pastor as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we'll do, we'll go through these verses, and then as the Mother's Day gift is being dispersed, before we pray for moms, we'll look at the video. Okay? We don't want to miss Pastor's video. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. It's a good thing to talk to one another about the Lord, isn't it? Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. And the Lord, listen to this, gave attention and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who esteem his name. They will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I prepare my own possession. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. So you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. You don't want to keep a piece of paper in there so that if we return to it, you'll have it. And now let's read about a son, a grandson, a man who became a spiritual son, and the two most important women who are attributed for the success of that young man. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. He's talking to his spiritual son, Timothy. To Timothy, my beloved son, grace and mercy and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, who I serve with a clear conscience the way my forefathers did, and as I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day, longing to see you even as I recall your tears, that I might be filled with joy. For I am mindful of the sincere faith which is in you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, some would say Eunice, and I'm sure that it is in you as well. For this reason I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of hands. For God has not given you a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. The Otis grandmother and mother in the United States passed away this week. You may have heard about her. She was the oldest living woman in the United States, and the oldest living woman and mother and grandmother in the United States. Her name? Delphi Gibbs. You may or not have heard about Delphi Gibbs. When she passed away this week, she was 114 years young. Just a little ways from celebrating her 115th birthday. She was born in 1903. There's not a lady here that should leave this auditorium saying, "My, do I feel old?" 114. Until the day she died, she had not taken medicine.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
They finally, in her latter years, talked her into eating a few vitamins. I tell you, she would have been a great commercial for Seattle Sutton. Because when asked, what is your secret for living 114 years? She says, eating good food and having great faith. I like both of those. When she passed, she was legally blind, barely could see anything. She was legally deaf, barely could hear anything. But they said from the time she would wake up until the time she got tired and fell asleep, because she couldn't hear a lot of what people were saying about what she was doing, she would sing spiritual songs all day long. She would sing a spiritual melody on the Lord. Let me tell you that. That's good medicine for all of us, isn't it? 114 years of age. Many of our moms and or grandmothers or aunties may not be present today. So if for a moment I'm going to ask you in just a moment to just close your eyes. If you've got a loved one, a mom or grandma that's not here, I'm like that. Don't have a mom or grandma anymore. And many of you are the same. The Bible says here, remember. God has a book of remembrance. He has a book of remembrance. Paul writes to Timothy, Timothy, I call to remembrance your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. For a moment, we just close our eyes, all of us. All of us have a mom or grandma, either living or not living, but many of us have one that's no longer here. We just take a moment and just close our eyes and remember your grandma or your mom for just a second. Remember something about her. One of her antics, one of her quips, one of her sayings, one of the meals that you enjoyed her eating with you. Let's have a remembrance of someone not here today. Amen. A couple years ago, just before my mom passed away, we had a couple men from the church in Iowa. They would go to visit my mom and sing to her. And one of them said to my mom, oh, Kathleen, can you, now, which one of your children was born first and which one of your children was born last? Can you put the birth order together for the 8 kids that you have? And she said, my God, I have that many kids. my God, I have that many. What a way to go, Mom. What a way to go, I tell you. Of course, she had 4 boys, and my mom had the propensity of, when I would talk to her on the phone and give her a call, she'd say, hey, Richard, I mean, Scott. Oh, no, I'm Harry. Oh, Harry, you're Harry. I knew that if I wait long enough, Mom would get around to it. No, it makes no difference, right? Let me just get right to the quick. Here are just four things I want to say to you moms about. Number one is this. God honors mothers that honor God. Yes. God honors mothers that honor God. Paul the Apostle in 1 Timothy, listen to this. Paul the Apostle is making reference, and he is speaking words to Timothy. Timothy, now, many of you don't, perhaps can't comprehend this, Timothy is a fully vested apostle. Not only is Paul an apostle, but now Timothy is a fully invested apostle, traveling all over the then known world. And yet a lot of people don't realize Timothy was probably at this point only 17 years old. 17 years old. Or 17 years young. Paul refers to him as a spiritual son. And, and, And Paul says, Timothy, my beloved son. Paul is talking to a young man who's 17 but is fully vested as a full man of God. Why could he be a man of God? Why is Paul saying such good words to Timothy? Because he says, Timothy, the faith that is in you was first in your grandmother Lois and then in your mother Eunice.
Yes.
He could not honor Timothy and his faith without calling into remembrance the faith of his mother and the faith of his grandmother. They honor God with their lives. And ladies, I want to tell you this. They tell you, the American greeting card people tell us that the people who buy Mother's Day cards the fastest and the first are the sons. And the ones who are the slowest on getting a card to their moms is the daughter. Sorry, don't throw anything at me, girls. Now, they also say that it's often other girls that are helping the guys find a card for their mom.
Yeah.
We won't have anybody raise their hand who is guilty of that. The other, 2 years ago, there was a grocery store chain that was going out of business, so I would go there every day, 10% off, 20% off, just like Carson's, 30% off, and 40% off, and 50% off. Finally, when it was 80% off, I hit the store. I'm still eating things that I don't even know what they are, but they were such a good deal. But one thing, the place that I hit was the card section. And my wonderful wife today is going to get a wonderful card that was priced on the back, $10.59. When she sees that card this afternoon, she's going to think I spent a lot. And I did. 85 cents I spent on that card. And not only does she know that, but I bought 12 cards at the same time, so if she lives 12 more years than I do, I've got my cards already selected for my wife, and they are beautiful cards. Beverly would be proud of me, aren't you not? Are you not? I mean, I forwent everything. I went for those $7.95, $8.95, $10.95 cards. They're spectacular. But moms, women, God honors mothers who honor God. Let me tell you this. Your son or your daughter may not be here today. They may be distant. They may get a little late in giving you a phone call. And I hope they do give you a call. I hope somebody remembers you. But I want you to remember that God honors you today.
Yes.
If you've honored God with your faith, God honors you. Secondly, I want to say this to you, mothers. A mother's faith often frames the entire family. A mother's faith often frames the entire family. You can read it later on, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14. It's quite a study. It's a study basically about women. What happens if you're living with a man who doesn't love God? And if you read the context of that, if you study it, the Bible will tell you, and there's probably women who are here today who have historically perhaps have had a husband or an unsaved loved one that you were married to, and they did not love God, they may not went to church, but Paul says there, the way that you live out your faith, the way you carry and conduct yourselves as a woman of God with integrity will often bring that errant one to God. Notice that Paul speaks to Timothy about his mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois, and there's no mention about a father, and there's no mention about a grandfather. It is quite possible because of the rough and tumble times of that era that Timothy might have been raised by a single mom. His mom could very well have been a single mom. And I want to speak to all those that have been raised by a single mom, and if you're a single mom now, what you do can frame the future of your family. And I honor any of you who have either have done this and walked through this or not. My mother was born out of wedlock. Her father visited her mom in a one-night stand, or something likely less comparable than that. She never knew her dad. Never. Never knew the love of a father. She was raised by very strict but very good first-generation German immigrants. My mom, my grandmother, who I remember, because of years of carrying things with shame, my grandmother, my mother's mom, committed suicide. My mom framed her life to love us with all kinds of backgrounds of a lack of love. But I can tell you this, that as a mother, my mom would do everything she could to try to frame love in a way that she never knew. Yes. And I will forever, ever be grateful. Yes. And to you moms and grandmothers and moms to be out there who are not married yet, let me just tell you this. You are significant in framing the values and the faith of a family. Yes. Mothers, yes. You make the difference. Yes. You make the difference. Amen. You make the difference. Susanna Wesley, the mother of John Wesley and Charles Wesley, gave birth to 19 children. 19. 9 of those died in infancy, leaving 10. Susanna Wesley spent 1 hour every day praying for the other 10 surviving children. She spent 1 hour a day praying for each other child by name. She spent an hour calling out that child's name before the Lord, 1 hour every day. She would do that while she's kneading her bread. She would do that when doing laundry with an old washboard. For 1 hour, whatever activity she was praying their name out before the Lord. Yes. The founder of Methodism, who never intended to be named the founder, of course, one of the great evangelists of the world. He became who he was because of his mom. The great songwriter became the songwriter he was because of his mom. She taught John Wesley that you give to the Lord first. So John Wesley was trained by his mom. John, you live on only what you need to live on, and you give the rest to God, and God will take care of the rest of your life. So John made a covenant that he would keep 28 British pounds to live on. You figure that out, that's not a lot of money. And he said, I'll live on the first 28 pounds, and everything after that I'm going to give to God. So the first year, he only made 30 pounds preaching. So he gave 2 pounds only to the Lord. But he kept his word. The next year, he doubled. Next year, he made 56 pounds, and he gave half of that to the Lord. When John Wesley, as an itinerant evangelist who traveled on a horse, and he traveled 10,000 miles on top of the horse, by the time he died, he gave $1,700,000 to the kingdom of God. How in the world did he do that? Because he did it because a mother said, if you give God the best, God will give you the best to live with. And that's true good advice to you today. Number 3, when mothers pray, God listens and lives are changed. When mothers pray, God listens and lives are changed. There was a woman in the Bible by the name of Hannah. And Hannah prayed. and ask God. And she prayed, and she prayed, and she prayed, and she prayed. She would ask God, and she asked God for a son, and God gave her a son. And what was his name? And he became one of the greatest prophets and one of the greatest men of God in all the Bible. When mothers pray, God listens. Moms, keep praying. You pray and pray and pray. Donna's grandmother, when she was visited by the family doctor, when doctors made house calls, Donna's grandmother, the doctor came in to visit her grandmother. And the doctor noticed that in the bedroom, the wooden floors were worn. They were deepened. And the doctor said, why is the wood here deepened? She says, that's where I pray in the morning. That's where I pray at night. That's where I've prayed the last 78 years. In those spots. Those are my prayer need spots. She had prayed so much that she had worn the wood out with her knees. And after that, Donna's mom said, the doctor would pay repeatedly more often visits to her house so she could pray for him. Listen, moms, find your place of prayer. You pray. Don't give up on kids. Don't give up on your kids. Don't give up on anybody. You pray, and you pray, and you pray, because when you pray, God listens.
Yes. Yes.
And he changes lives.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank you. And lastly, God keeps records. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, as well as what we read here in the book of Malachi, God keeps records. God remembers. And ladies, those of you who teach Sunday school, have taught Sunday school, those that give your life for children, God remembers you giving your life to children. God remembers the food that you serve the people. God remembers your kindnesses. God remembers. God records. God records. And even if there are times when us men are so slow, we have to somehow read a sign that says, don't forget. God doesn't forget. He remembers. And he remembers. In a moment, I'm going to ask all the moms and ladies to come down. We're going to pray for them. Let me just make one more comment. The greatest lady that God loves, the greatest lady that Jesus loves, is his bride, and that's the church. And so may I, before we pray for the moms, let me just say to you, he loves this church very, very much. God loves the church. The church is the highest entity in the world. And I would encourage you, Pastor Bell will be with you starting next week. And I would encourage all of you, be proud of your first lady. Yes. After your mom, after your grandmother, we're talking about this house. Be proud that you're a member and a son and daughter of All Nations Church.
Amen.
Be proud.
Yes.
Brag about this woman.
Yes.
Take great joy that you are part of her covenant. And listen, don't let anybody anywhere say any evil thing about any one of God's kids in this house.
Amen.
If they do, those are praying words. I didn't say fighting words, you just pray words. But you speak well of one another in this house. Whenever you go, brag on this house, because it's a great house. Be proud of the place. This is your place. This is your church. And you have done so well, So talk good about who you are. Talk good about this house. Speak well about your pastor and his wonderful, beautiful wife, a charming lady who supports her husband, her pastor, support their two kids. And I want to tell you that we are going to continue to walk this wonderful journey together. And I want to say, as Isaiah said, remember no longer the former days. Say it with me. Remember no longer the former days. Say it again. Remember no longer the former days.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers at All Nations Community Church. This is Pastor Steve. I'm actually making some of my final preparations to begin the first phase of our move. Looking forward to seeing what God's going to be doing here over the next few months and next few years. We just trust and believe in God's purposes above our own plans. Thank you all for the many text messages, emails, phone calls that you all have been sharing. And it's been very encouraging to know that we've been thought about and prayed for. You guys are really awesome. Commend yourselves for that. Well, I'll be arriving on Friday afternoon. Again, I want to thank all the brothers who have signed on to help unload some of my items during this first phase. And I'm going to be looking forward to all that help when we begin our final phase when my entire family comes up. Well, we'll be worshiping together this Sunday. But what I'm really excited about is the following weekend, Memorial Day week. That weekend, my entire family will be here. My wife, my beautiful two kids, Noah and Olivia. I also get to meet my mother and my mother-in-law. So they will be bringing all the embarrassing stories with them in tow. So be sure to hang out with us right after service as we break bread together. Man, I'm looking forward to being there real soon. I'm really anxious, man, to see how God's going to move in the life of our church. Man, I love you guys. And if ain't nothing to do, but I see y'all very soon. God bless you.
Bye. Amen. 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 Good word. You see, boys can be heard and not seen. Is that what your mom says? Let's stand together this morning and final opportunity, moms, if you would step forward so Pastor can pray with you.
Wow. Men, let's give it up to the ladies today. Amen. Wow. Greatest reward that they can have. But a greater reward is when you say to them,